You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Yes, welcome to Section 31, episode number 259. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
Once again, we have no tournament of which to speak of last weekend. However, what do we have to talk about?
Well, I guess the biggest thing that happened Star Trek related this week was the unfortunate passing of Mr. Spock, Leonard Nimoy.
So, in your numerous appearances or visitations, did you ever meet the guy?
I did. I actually dug out. I got to take a picture with him once, thanks to a friend of mine who I went to that particular con with. She had gotten a photo op with him, and I was like, God, that's awesome. You should totally do it. She's like, no, you should join in. And I was like, no, it's yours. You can do it. But it's like, they allow two people. So she's like, just edit me out of any photos you want to post.
That's really funny.
She's a little camera shy, so that was really nice of her. And I'd blown all my money on getting to the con and getting an autograph ticket, so I have my 2E mirror Spock signed.
Good choice.
I had to go with the mirror, we weren't playing a lot of 1E at that point. So I went with the 2E version instead. Otherwise, I totally would have gotten a First Officer Spock signed. But it was like 2008. So, yeah, I got to have a few minutes or a few moments with him signing and a few moments with him in the photo. He was very cool, told us all to live long and prosper. And he liked that there was a card game and told me to enjoy playing it, it was meeting a legend. It's hard to describe. I didn't really interact much. Basically grinning like an idiot and like, thank you, Mr. Nimoy. Keep watching the skis.
Wow.
So it was so long ago that I had to go dig that JPEG out. Because it was not on Facebook. I had assumed it would be, because I would have posted something like that on Facebook, but it was before I had a smartphone. So I was able to find it and dig it out, and I made it my profile pic, and I am almost positive it's the most liked thing I've ever posted ever.
Nice.
Which is a pretty good, pretty big tribute to him.
Right on. I'm looking at the cards that have come out. What is the second edition? Looks like the most recent one was probably there's the Masters promo, which, everyone's opening up their Masters promos on that day.
Yeah.
That's kind of odd. I got a note from Neil that said, never ever send me any Patrick Stewart cards, Jonathan Frakes cards, Brent Spiner cards, or anything else.
Yeah.
Looks like the most recent one was probably the experienced officer in 2E side, and I want to say the one from Engage, the Romulan version in in Engage, yeah. Pastor Spock.
Yeah, it was nice. Unfortunate, but I guess a nice tribute in timing with the Master's foils coming out, so a nice honor of him.
Yeah, right on. So there is a 2E tournament coming up on Saturday. Is everyone going to be playing a Vulcan deck?
I would if I were going.
Yeah.
I'm unfortunately doing the other star that day, going up and doing Star Wars activities instead of Star Trek. It is Star Wars days at Legoland here in San Diego County, and they always invite the 501st and the Rebel Legion up to attend in costume as volunteers, and we did it last year and had a really good time. I've been working furiously this past weekend to I finished assembling my helmet finally, and so I will have my own Rebel pilot helmet to take this weekend. It's drying right now. I got to go put another coat on it, but I should have my Wedge helmet assembled by the end of the week in time for that. And Caitlin's going to be Princess Leia, and we're going to go spend the day taking pictures with little kids.
Nice.
Should be pretty awesome. Looking forward to it. We had a good time last year, and so hopefully, if it doesn't rain like it has been, it should be entertaining.
That looks like it's cleared up a bit, at least in the Carlsbad area. Legoland is always fun to walk around in, whether or not you're in costume or not, so it sounds like a good day.
Indeed, and we get to hang out in my favorite part anyway. That Miniland is the best, and we get to hang out right by all the Star Wars Miniland areas. So that's pretty cool. So if you're in Legoland this weekend, come and see us. We'll be there Saturday all day. I'll be in all in orange, hopefully with a Wedge helmet, or stop Princess Leia, and you can say hi. Otherwise, if you're going to be in San Diego, you should go to the TUI tournament. Because they're going to need people.
Likely, yes. 2 o'clock, no, 3 o'clock at Standard Arby's. I haven't been there in quite a while, but it's also the girls' opening day for T-ball, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to get out.
That's rough.
There's a parade. There's other stuff. So.
Oh my.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. She's playing on the Padres team this year.
The Boota Eve? Is that what the parade's for?
Yeah, the San Diego Padres.
Stand there and make sound effects as they go running down the bases.
Yeah, they make enough sound on their own. It's going on right now. Have you been keeping up with Rebels? I think I asked you about that already.
You know, You did ask me that, and I was behind a few episodes. I'm caught up to almost the most recent. I'm one behind now, and it's getting really good. I mean, I've been enjoying it in general, but they're picking up on the kind of overall story arc rather than the kind of episodic bits. And
I've got the I set the DVR to record, because it's going on right now, the finale. But with every episode, I can think of nothing but. Back, too many years ago, when we were all sitting around the table, right? Because every one of those characters is a character that one of you guys played in that role playing game, right?
I mean, right.
There's the Jedi who's kind of a Jedi. There's the pilot who owns the ship, knows all about the ship, and has the small little ship that flies off the big ship. There's the space kid that, wants to be a Jedi, right? And there's the big muscly guy who just wants to knock, heads together. I mean, it's got all the archetypes, and there was someone who
played the wannabe Mando.
Yes, and the wannabe Mando. How could I forget? Wow, that is astounding that every one of those characters was sitting around the table in that game.
I think that's such an untapped resource, and I'm amazed that it took them, 30 odd years to get to that as part of the sandbox to play in, because that's where we all played. When we played Star Wars, it was always, well, we're going on the same time or right before it. Mm-hmm. And into the same time as the trilogy, and we're in that universe too, but we're doing other things from what the main heroes are doing, and it's great. That's what Rebels is, and like you said, there's a lot of nostalgia there.
And
even if the characters are a little mix and match,
I've been driven to go back and look at those character sheets that were printed on the dot matrix printer, like, really 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But my thought is about a year ago, right? I started up a small little mini campaign for the Friday Night Gamers, right? And we played probably about 8 sessions. And I ended the game, in this indiscriminate time between episode 3 and episode 4, and thought, okay, we've got this great spot to fill here. There's nothing going on. All the future stuff is going to be about movies that happened, you know, much in the future. I can make up whatever I want. And not so much anymore. So, I don't know what to do with that game. I really want to go back to it because, you know, we've got this.
Oh, I like our little bunnies.
Trust me, there's a lot I want to do with the crazy, you know, that we've came up with. But I almost feel like I need to wait for this to play out a little bit more so that we can be behind the scenes of the behind the scenes group, you know.
I would not be, I mean, I would love to play that game again. I was talking to Charlie about this, and we feel like a lot of our, I don't want to say secondary games because it kind of belittles them, but, you know, we were going to have off-week games, you know, versus our on-week games, but everybody's schedule is so rough that there's rarely enough people regularly on the off-weeks to have something like that. And really what we need to be doing, I think, is starting to shift over to, I think, once this current arc of Pathfinder is done, is rotate that main game slot on a more regular basis, like 6 months, and then we can have 6 months of every other week is Star Wars, and 6 months of every other week is Hackmaster, and 6 months of every other week is Pathfinder, and if we can do other stuff in between, then that's great. But it would be great to get back into that, so that we can, you know, still play the various games and you know, adjust to stupid grown-up schedules.
It would be interesting too, because then the people who are running those sessions can say, okay, I've got 6 months, that's six probably times two, it's 12 sessions, call it 10 sessions, because, you know, probably two of them we won't be able to play. I can write a story that has a beginning, middle, and end in 10 sessions, and we've been pretty good about making the every other week schedule work out. I think we should do that. I think we should do that. Is it this week? This week is the on week.
This week is the on week. We should talk about it then.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's figure out, because Charlie's running the game right now. Let's ask him. You know, if he had 1 to 10 weeks to wrap up, you know, the story arc. You know, when would he like it to wrap up? You know, and it could be, I wouldn't want it to be next week, but, you know, we'll give him, you know, any time between a month and 6 months, and then we'll figure out what we want to do from there. We haven't played Hacking in quite a while. I'd like to get back to that. I've got an idea for a story, but I don't know if I'm going to be ready, because there's a lot going on right now. Speaking of Star Wars, we got the contract for our bounty hunt, our events at Celebration, so.
Nice.
I got a lot of puzzles to write. If you're coming out to Anaheim for that, look us up. It's going to be fun, because it's a free event, and that's always a good time. But, that's a great idea, and I think we should definitely push forward with that.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the ones who brought it up, I think, I think he'd be pretty on board, and I know Jesse was kind of delaying Hackmaster because he really wanted it to be more of an everybody-is-there game rather than the off-game, which we didn't know until after we planned the opposite of that.
Yeah, and the current arc, I think, for Pathfinder has been going on for a few months after a couple of month break. So, I think that's a great idea.
Yep. So that's something that we've been looking for, and you know, it'll give us the opportunity to rotate through the games that we like, and maybe try new games that we haven't played as much. Or, you know, I got three new RPG books for Christmas, and I have games that are in my head that I wouldn't mind trying out, and it wouldn't even have to be a 6 month slot. I mean, those could actually be off week games if we actually wanted to try and get back to role playing off week games. But I'm just dazzled by the Fate system. The more I look at it, the Dresden Files system, and I think that we could do at least three other games in that. I think Firefly would be great in it, and Avatar. Mm-hmm. It would be a lot of fun. Speaking of role playing, I know we're kind of getting off the track, but guys, we don't really have any track for you this week. Sorry. But if you're into the role-playing, and we've talked a little bit about the Dresden Files system before and how it's kind of drastically different from any of the really like the D20 systems or other systems that we've really played before. It's a lot more mechanically role-playing. There is if you're interested in either that system or the Dresden Files or both, there's a great podcast that Charlie and Brian found, and they recommended to me. I just finished listening to the first story arc, and it's an actual play podcast, and they play the Dresden Files, and it's really fun. It's very authentically flavorful of that universe, but you know, you get enough of the rules to sort of get exposed to that system if you're interested in trying a new system and seeing how a more roleplay heavy system works. And oh, thank God, it is masterfully edited. So if you've ever listened to an actual role-playing podcast, they can be pretty rough to get through. You know, we have a ton of fun when we play, but I don't think I would want to sit and listen to a raw audio file of all the shenanigans we go through in a 6 or 7 hour Friday night session, because we talk about, you know, we ums and ahs, trying to decide what we're doing, arguing about rules, you know, talking about the latest whatever was posted on Facebook or Tumblr, and, you know, we get really distracted. They admittedly do the same thing, but they edit all of that out. So it's really, you know, one play session for them is two, like, 45-minute podcasts. And it's really well edited. They keep all of, they're not bad at talking over each other, and you can follow the action, you can tell the characters, and it's actually a really good story. So I just finished the first series of that. It's I suppose I should tell you what it is if I want you to go check it out. It's called Knights of the Night. K-N-I-G-H-T of the N-I-G-H-T. Or kotnpodcast.com. They're on iTunes. They're on Podkicker and a number of other things. Usually if you have a podcast app and you search for them, you'll find them. But they also play World of Darkness, which is a more supernatural horror style game, which I'm less into, but I haven't listened to it yet. So they're good enough and their podcast is high quality that I'm interested in checking it out just to see what it's about. But they have another Dresden Files arc, so I'm going to skip to that first.
Nice.
And I'm told that that one is even better. So if you're interested in that and you have time to listen to podcasts, I highly recommend it. Knights of the Night podcast, playing Dresden Files and World of Darkness RPG.
Right on. Sounds good. I know we had recorded one of our games quite a while ago, and you edited that. Or did you edit or you transcribe it, I think?
I didn't edit it. I transcribed it. It was for a speech, forensic speech class in college, and so I had to transcribe all of it and then analyze all of it.
Gods.
Yeah. It was actually a lot of fun. I actually had somebody at Origins ask me about it so they could read it. If you can believe that. I don't think I've ever had anybody asked to read a paper from college, but that was it. It was analyzing the change in speech patterns between characters or players in a role-playing game. So how do you cue that you are, you know, either speaking as a character player or speaking as a character? And so I had to go through and analyze it and pick out all the different ways that we did that and then note the frequency of each and kind of plot it on a graph and discuss about, you know, how it's done. And I actually had – that was probably one of the most fun things I've ever done in that class. It was otherwise really boring, but, you know, to have to do a big major project, you know, they tell you pick something interesting that you're going to have fun doing, and that was a good choice. So, yeah, it was pretty hilarious listening to us, and that was back in our old Star Wars game.
Yeah.
We actually had a special session. We had to get people together for a special session so I could record that, because we were pretty infrequent at the time, scattered to the winds, as we were.
That's right.
But we reunited so I could record that, and it was pretty entertaining. I had a good time.
All right. I have two asides. One aside. It's unrelated. Semi-related, but only in a way that we would understand. Did you see? Did you see this video? This Power Rangers video thing with Katie Sackhoff?
I heard about it. I have not had a chance to watch it.
All right. So your homework before next week is to watch it, so we can talk about it.
Okay, I will do that.
It is. It is very dark.
That's what I heard.
But yeah.
Oh, and now I see how that's related. That's funny.
Yes. So check it out, and we'll talk about it next week.
All right.
I don't think we have much else to do. Our agents have requested spoilage, but we have received nothing in kind, so we have nothing to give you. That's it. We're going to see if we can probably get someone who goes out to the tournament this Sunday, Saturday, to join us. Probably end up being Charlie, maybe Thomas, if we can get him. But other than that, I think we're good.
All right, sounds good. I will go watch that, and we can discuss it next week. In the meantime, I am Sir Rogue.
And I'm Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I will draw to end.
You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot defect. They are always watching you, but you cannot detect. Section 3.